Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 2nd of June, recording at 6:18 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets remain generally firm, particularly the commodity-related stock markets. There's a little bit of loss of momentum evident elsewhere, but that's hardly surprising after the gains that they've seen recently. Government bonds, still generally steady, way overextended in my view. In the currency markets, now the story here is that the dollar, which has been awfully strong in the last few days, has softened a bit in here, and the euro has bounced the day after the Dutch referendum rejecting the constitution. And quite exciting news here in the metals markets. And also, well, let me deal with metal markets first. Following the strength that we've seen in silver, which is up again here today, although well off its highs of the day, and strength in the platinum that we've seen recently, it's slightly firmer action on palladium, but that's very much the tail end laggard and doesn't interest me at this stage. But gold's got a clear upward dynamic in here today, and you can see a lot on gold in the comment of the day if you haven't looked at that already. And natural gas, a little bit of upside follow through. Soybeans, alas, big profit taking day in here today. Okay, let's go back to this overall stock market rally. The bulls are in charge here as far as global stock markets are concerned. And while I'm hurting on a number of those hedges that I opened just after getting out of hospital, I should have followed that sound advice, as I've said before, and taken a month or so off. And fortunately, I kept all the long positions that I really wanted, the Asian long positions and the resources long positions in stock markets, and I'm absolutely delighted with the performance that they're showing. I'm still thinking about my strategy here in the stock market futures. One option, of course, is just to take the losses on those. But I'm a little reluctant to do that with so many short-term indicators looking very oversold. But we will see. And that strategy has not proved effective, quite obviously. Government bonds. I've pretty much covered this extensively previously. Have a look at the yield charts for the JGBs and the Treasuries if you didn't see them the other day. And I just think that these are down at levels. There's nothing to say, looking at those charts, that the moves have actually ended, but we are in territory that is going to be hard to maintain. So what I'm saying is that any additional gains in long-dated government bonds that actually take place, I feel, will prove unsustainable, and I expect to see a very significant counter trend dynamic to cap this move upwards in the bond prices, downwards in the downwards in the yields. These moves will be checked here before long, and we could be days away from that. And in terms of the dollar, it's still too soon to say that the US dollar's rally is over, but I'm mightily impressed with the number of commodity markets, the industrial commodity markets, and the way they are have been moving up recently despite the dollar's strength. And I would feel that the dollar now is on that dollar index, which it pushed up to the 88 level, is much closer to the higher side of what's likely to be this year's range than the lower side, which was down, almost reached 80, you may recall, in early January. And you can find that chart, of course, in the library. It's one worth having a look at. And gold. Now, gold, following the commonality lead of the other two and precious metals that have been performing recently, mostly silver, and then with palladium coming on the last few days, Gold really looks interesting here. I was tempted to buy some of the gold shares. I hold gold shares, and I went for the flexibility of trading the futures, and I like the real asset more than the mines, but the mines are definitely cheap. If I had bought any gold mine in here today, I would have gone for big quality when it would have been something like Newmont Mining, and I may still do that. I think gold is an outstanding long-term story. It's been dull as dishwater, to coin a phrase, over the last few months, and in a long trading range congestion. But look at gold and all those other charts that I posted, and you can see gold in even more different currencies. Say, look at gold in all those different currencies, and you can see even more of them in the subscribers chart library. And gold against gold and rand, this really is interesting because it does look like the rand has embarked on another one of its periodic and sustained weakening phases after the astonishing strength that we had seen in recent years that really decimated the South African mining industry. So this weakness represents manna from heaven as far as the South African mining industry is concerned, and that's being reflected in some of the share performances. Okay, what else to mention? Natural gas follow through on the upside here today. That's a bravura performance because crude oil was down initially, and then it pushed up. Crude oil closed yesterday at 54.60, and it then pushed. That's the U.S. Contract, spot contract, and then crude then pushed up to 55.40, so up 80 cents on the day, but then gave up that gain. It's back at 54.20. Down 40 cents on the day, but very firm overall, I maintain. And really, it's not a matter of if, I think it's a matter of when crude establishes itself above the $55 level and is heading towards a retest of the higher side of its range. I don't think stock markets are going to be able to ignore that, and I don't think bond markets will be able to ignore it for very long either. And an exciting day, generally, certainly if you have a bias towards resources, the supply and elasticity trades in your portfolio. All the best.